Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
You're listening to Retaking Elysium, a Mars Consortium story, written and read by M. Darusha Wame. Chapter 4. What do you mean you hope something will come up soon? Lisa Marie's nostrils flared and she took a deep breath. She knew that the poor sap on the other side of the counter didn't have any control over the housing assignments, and getting angry wouldn't help. But she was angry. I mean, there isn't a single available level 2 apartment on Mars, the guy said, looking genuinely apologetic. Habdome 4 was meant to be completed by now, but... He shrugged. There are a few people ahead of you on the waitlist already. I'm sorry. This affects all of us. Lisa Marie drew a breath to argue, then closed her mouth. It was not this guy's fault. For all she knew, he was missing out on his own upgrade. He seemed to appreciate her restraint and said, I know this sucks. You're entitled to a level 2 and it's part of your contract. But there just isn't one. I've heard that the consortium is thinking about some kind of compensation, but you'll have to talk to someone in pay and banking about that. All we can see here is the housing stuff. Lisa Marie sighed. Bureaucracies are the same everywhere, no matter what planet you are on. The housing directorate guy tapped at his screen, and her handheld vibrated in her pocket. I've set up a notification for you so that you'll know where you are on the wait list, he said. It won't get you an apartment any quicker, but at least you won't have to come back here and wait in line. Okay, thanks. She managed to get out, even though she didn't feel grateful. Everyone on Mars was making a lot of money, being paid in shares of the platinum being mined and sold by Platinum Mars. But on an everyday basis, money didn't mean much on Mars. She and everyone else received scrip for food, clothes, and everything else that was for sale through the consortium. You could pay platinum in the underground economy, which was growing, but still tiny, and a person would have to go through an awful lot of sketchy homebrew drugs to make a dent in even a level 1 salary. Besides being bored with your job, apartment upgrades were the biggest incentive to move up in the organization. She left the housing directorate office and walked through the administration dome in a daze. She had to dodge queues of people on her way to the station. There didn't appear to be a single office that was able to handle the number of people who needed their help. It's just growing pains, the rational part of her mind told her, as she squeezed between two different lines of people trying to get into the uniform allocation office. When she'd first arrived on Mars, the single admin dome had seemed incredibly ambitious. 10 levels of offices, with front counter staff and administrators, even security personnel. It felt like there had been 3 bureaucrats for every other person on the planet. But now it felt as if overnight the population on Mars had exploded. It wasn't overnight, of course. But 2 brand new mining sites had opened since Lisa Marie arrived, and it seemed like there were shuttles transporting new people to the planet every other soul. Mars was booming, and it was going to take some time for the infrastructure to catch up. As she waited on the crowded platform for the next train, Lisa Marie knew that this was normal. She knew it was virtually impossible to plan an expansion perfectly. There would always have to be some areas behind or ahead of others. It would pass. And compared to the scrape and struggle just to find a decent job on Earth, this was a life of luxury. But why did it have to be her apartment upgrade that was delayed? She couldn't face going back to her tiny level 1 apartment with its narrow cot and fold-down table. In her darker moments, she thought the only thing that made it an improvement over a prison cell was the door to the combination shower-toilet cubicle, and the fact that she never had to be there. So, she used that freedom to ride out to the large dome where the shared recreation facilities were all housed. People had started calling it the entertainment zone, now that there was quite a bit more than a gym and a cafeteria. As she walked through the dome, past the cafes, bars, a proper sit-down restaurant, the holo theater, and games arcade, Lisa Marie had to admit that maybe the consortium had gotten this part right. She reluctantly acknowledged that if she had to choose between a nice apartment and a good selection of things to do elsewhere, she'd have picked the E-Zone too. She'd worked in a closed environment before, helping to build a solar farm in the wilderness of northern Canada. Facilities for the staff to use in their off hours had been an afterthought at best, and even though their housing and pay had been good, almost everyone got cabin fever. There were only so many nights she could spend on her recliner watching the widescreen hollow. For most people, the main source of recreation had been flirting, sex, and relationship drama, but she wasn't interested in any of those activities. For her, it was cannabis and hollows, and that was about it. As she found her mind drifting back to those years, she forced herself to pay attention to her current surroundings. If she weren't careful, she'd find herself zoned out, lost in the details of some dumb comedy or banal conversation with a solar electrician she'd never see again. A fakewood sign reading, "Coming Soon," caught her eye, and she wandered over to the construction. There was no door on the space yet, so she peered inside, to see the beginning of what looked like it would be a high-end whiskey bar. The memory of a smoky, golden flavor washed over her, and she caught herself. Single malts had been her thing when she called herself Dane. She was Lisa Marie now, and she wasn't about to let herself get caught up in memories she couldn't possibly recreate, even if she wanted to. It was another time, on another world. She was here to move forward, not get caught in the amber of memory. She turned away and focused again on the options open to her here and now. What did she want? Why was she here? A throb of bright lights caught her attention and she began walking toward it, but it felt like too much. Loud music and the crush of bodies didn't appeal. She walked past the dance club toward a nondescript door and a flicker of light. It looked like an old-fashioned neon sign, but as she got closer, she saw that it was a hollow. It read, simply, "Bar." She pushed open the door to find a classic dive, with a few low tables scattered around the room and stools at the long bar. Another fake neon hollow above the bar spelled out "Rest" in green letters, and over the door where an exit sign would be was the glowing word "Work." "What can I get you?" the woman behind the counter asked as Lisa Marie walked up to the bar. "We've only got these going right now," she added, gesturing to about half of the gleaming taps, "but there are plenty of bottles if none of these grab you." She'd never been much of a beer snob before, but it was never too late to try something new. "I'll have a pint of the IPA," Lisa Marie said, and the bartender nodded. "Hope you like hops," she said as she pulled the pint. "Me too," Lisa Marie said, and she turned back to the room. It wasn't crowded, but it wasn't quiet either. She noticed an area in the back with another hollow blinking out "Play" over a couple of pool tables. It certainly wasn't glamorous, but it seemed like a decent enough place to hang out. Maybe she'd even take up playing pool. You've been listening to Retaking Elysium, a Mars Consortium story, written and read by M. Darusha Wame. For more information, visit darusha.ca. Thanks for listening.